Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. The United Nations Secretary General is demanding respect for Islam. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The United Nations chief has demanded respect for the Muslim world because of the protest erupting, especially there in France. Give us some details about this demand from the United Nations chief.
So here's what's going on, Jimmy. You had Charlie Hebdo, this satiric magazine, and the result of that, when Muslims get angry, they kill people. So they went in and stormed at the headquarters of Charlie Hebdo and murdered the editor, the deputy editor, and a couple of other people. Well, now they're trying to do exactly the same thing. Charlie Hebdo is back. They're republishing cartoons that poke fun at Mohammed, just as they poke fun at everybody, by the way. So what's going on is that the United Nations chief is trying to pick up this banner and say, oh my gosh, you must curtail your freedom of speech when it relates to Mohammed and the religion of Islam, because Muslims don't have a sense of humor. No, it's much worse than that. Muslims not only don't have a sense of humor, Muslims will murder you if they don't approve of what you say. This is the abnegation of free speech. It is the direct opposite of free speech. It's one of those fundamental rights we believe come from God. I would remind our listeners that declaration from the United Nations that would impose Islamic Sharia law on America that would forbid speech that was considered offensive to Islam or to Muhammad. This is really about free speech. It's about what values do we stand for. And clearly, the United Nations does not stand with the Western world. They stand with Muslim bans on free speech, which I believe are antithetical to our God-given freedom.
Ken Timmerman with details as to why the United Nations Secretary General is demanding respect for the Muslim world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's report explaining the uproar in the Islamic world over the depictions of Muhammad, especially in the nation of France. Islam's prophet, Muhammad, is the founder of the Islamic religiosity. Islam's God is Allah, who says he does not have a son. However, the Bible defines those who say that Jesus Christ was not the Son of God as Antichrist. That's found in 1 John chapter 2, verse 22, and then chapter 4 and verse 3. These two passages focus on Jesus, the Son of God, and it also focuses on those who deny that truth. I remind you, those passages are absolute truth. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...